Episode 17, Where Art Thou? God's Call to Return. Scripture focus, Genesis 3:9, KJV. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Devotional, God's first recorded words after the fall were not words of judgment, but of pursuit. Where art thou is not a question rooted in ignorance, for God knew exactly where Adam was. It was a question designed to prompt reflection, confession, and restoration. It was God calling Adam out of hiding. The Septuagint renders the phrase po-e, simple and direct. Where are you? The Dead Sea Scrolls include reflections on this verse as the divine call back to covenantal awareness. The Book of Jubilees explains that this question initiated not just a conversation, but the process of divine mercy. Adam and Eve had just broken the one command they were given. They had attempted to cover their shame with fig leaves and hide among the trees. But God called, not to destroy, but to draw them near. The writings of the Essenes suggest that this moment marks the birth of accountability. God's call requires an answer. And in the New Testament, we see the same call echoed by Christ when he said in Matthew 11 or 28, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God's question, Where art thou? Echoes across time. It meets us in moments of sin, doubt, fear, and distance. It's the voice of a loving father inviting us back into relationship. Where are you today? Are you walking in fellowship with the Lord or hiding behind the trees of distraction and guilt? Have you built walls around your heart, thinking God cannot see through them? The truth is, he sees all and still calls. His question is not a rebuke, but an invitation to step out of isolation and into his light, an invitation to confess, to be honest, and to be healed. God didn't abandon Adam, and he won't abandon you. When we answer God's question with humility, the journey of restoration begins. Proverbs 28:13 tells us, He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Mercy is waiting, but it begins with our answer. May we have the courage today to stop hiding, to hear his voice, and to respond, Here I am, Lord. Even more, may we understand that God's question is not just for moments of failure, but for every day. Where are you is also a question of purpose, of position, and of calling. Are we where he has called us to be? Are we following his will? Are we living as light in a dark world, or have we settled into comfort zones that hide our faith? God's call challenges us to examine not only our spiritual condition, but our spiritual direction. Just as he pursued Adam out of love, he pursues us not only to restore relationship, but to realign purpose. The question invites us to step back into our God-given role as ambassadors of his presence in a fallen world. Closing prayer. Father, thank you for your voice that still calls out to us, even when we have gone astray. Thank you for not giving up on us. Help us to stop hiding, to step out in honesty, and to respond to your loving invitation. Forgive us. Restore us, and draw us close again. Teach us to listen for your voice, to recognize it in our brokenness, and to trust that your call is always filled with love. May we answer you, Lord, with open hearts and a desire to walk closely with you again. And may we also ask daily, Am I where you've called me to be? Keep us near, keep us honest, and keep us moving forward in your will. In Jesus' name. Broadcast information. A new devotional is available weekly on KRRB Revelation Radio in East Texas at 1700 AM. They are also broadcast to more than 160 countries worldwide on revelationradio.net. We hope you will join us each week as we walk through the Word together.